Good Monday morning, everyone. You are listening to me, Amy Russell, and Sandy's back, you guys. And our lovely author guest today is Andy Chang. So you guys, let's just dive in everywhere that we can. Let me take it off of private on my Facebook page before I dive in. I have a lengthy weekend update for all of you. So I know everybody always has questions. Amy's just living this fabulous life. That's at least what I like to tell people. So here is what has all happened. Let me pull up my photos because Russell likes my photos and I will show you. So first things first, you guys, my house has been painted and drywall is up on my house. So I will be going by today to see what new thing brick is going on this week. I haven't showed anyone my house and what it looks like. This is what my house currently looks like.
That's a beautiful house.
Okay, let's note several things about this house. Andy, here's the joke. is one of the rules is you should never build your own house. Because when they make all the mistakes, you don't catch them. And then you wind up in litigation.
Unless you're Amy.
Exactly, because Amy is addicted to minutiae.
Yes.
Actually, exactly. New build houses have problem with ants, right?
Ants. That's how you get ants. That's from Archer comedy.
A new house. Normally, new build has ant problems.
Probably. We're in for a new adventure, Andy. That's for sure. The only thing that hasn't been updated in this photo is my roof is done and my brick, which is all this exposed area, is going up this week.
It's so tremendous.
I know it's a big step. I'm a big girl, you guys. I'm a big girl.
I want to know when the housewarming party is.
We close in June, so my birthday will be a housewarming party for sure. But the more exciting news of this weekend was, Andy, I have a 3- and a 4-year-old. I have 2 daughters, and I took them and made my husband go to a princess fairy tale ball.
Oh, that was this weekend.
Yes, and they got to meet all of the princesses. I'm going to show you photos. I'm going to take you on this journey with us. And if you can't see our photos, go over to our Facebook page, YouTube channel, all of our social media platforms, and rewatch it, and you can see all of these photos. But here's the happy part towards the end. You know, we met Belle. We've done all of this fun stuff. To kick it off, though, Meadow, who's over here in the pink tights, my oldest one, has severe anxiety and fear. And so she was all excited in the car. We get to check in and Josh is having to carry this distraught child into the facility. It was a VIP event. So we had to carry her in there. She stood in the back as they were doing their warming, welcoming party, highlighting all of the characters that were going to be there. Eventually she warmed up. So I don't have the photos of her warming up because it was a lot of sitting in my lap. I was covered in glitter during these makeup
to be supportive when they're
exactly
going through anxiety
so the, to get them the over. Princess makeovers that they were doing, glitter in the hair, eyeshadow, all of that. I was also covered in for my oldest. My youngest dived head in. She went off in La La Land with Josh, but they got to see Belle, which was also their favorite. The Little Mermaid was there. And then we went through Moana and they got their Lays, Rapunzel, all of those. Oh, well, hold on. I went through all of those. Let me pull all my stuff back up before Russell has a heart attack. But the coolest thing about this whole experience, you guys, was when they did their princess makeovers, they got to do a coronation. And so they gave them all little crowns, made them walk up these steps. They could have whatever princess or character they wanted crown them. They took a big photo op and everything like that. So when Meadow went up, she had Aurora crown her. I don't know why, because she's a huge Tiana fan, but she was in pink and that's what she wanted. Skye loves the Little Mermaid, so Ariel got to crown her. And so it was one of those just exciting moments. And then they got to go up and meet Rapunzel and they got autographs and all kinds of fun little things. So it was a fun experience. I was in hog heaven. They did have vendors and stuff there. And you know, I'm a sucker for anything that is bedazzled or glittered. And so we ended up getting 2 additional crowns that were Tiana's tiara. So it was green and luscious and big like a pageant crown. Hold on, Russell. And we had to get all of that. And then they had these cute little cutouts of the characters that they like with like a clear ball glued on that was covered in candy. So you knew I had to get I had to get those, but they had so much fun for 2 hours and it was a wonderful event. Russell, your comments.
How much storage space must you have to use? Because you must have so much junk from everything that you buy all the time. I'm like what you just described.
I know.
Have like two playrooms for your daughters with all this stuff in it.
I have been banned more than once from Target. Okay, I've been banned more than once from Target, but not from curbside pickup. I will emphasize that if Josh ever listens to my shows.
Is that a liquor store?
No, Target is like my most happening store here. Okay, I live in a really small town. Andy, yes.
I want to tell you something funny. I used to work at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
You recognized all those princesses then, didn't you, Andy?
They scare me.
Yeah. Really That's nice. Because he knows what the real people are like when they take their uniforms off and start talking to him, right? They know the truth.
I don't have daughters and I don't have any grandchildren and daughters that are that age. I have most of those princes' names you mentioned, I've never heard of them.
No, I was all up in it.
But that is amazing. Oh my gosh, I love that.
It was so much fun. And they had a candy bar and they gave the kids their own little box, you know, that we had to it was flattened and we had to puff it out. And they could fill that box with all the candy that they wanted. And that was their takeaway. And then they had sandwiches and punch and everything for them. And they had I don't have this photo. I didn't put all of my photos up. But they also had Spider-Man, Captain America, Supergirl, them also there because it was Princess and Princess. So they had the superheroes for the princess and they had a caping ceremony, a knighting in that sense. But Spider-Man is one of Sky's favorites. So she went and got his signature like two or three times because they had
Sky or Josh? Which one?
Both. We're just going to say both because they were both super excited. So it was a fun time. And it was just something like you lined up and they all came down and then there's farewell ceremony. They sing and they dance and it was a wonderful 2 hours worth all of my money. So it was just a really fun experience once Meadow kind of got warmed up. Like I said, Sky was in hog heaven. I lost track of her. I'm lucky Scott Josh was with her because she just went crazy. But So much fun. But the fun is not over for me, you guys. I know we're talking about weekends, but I'm going to dive into this really quick because it feeds into it. The Women in Publishing Summit is this week, you guys. It kicks off on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I am speaking this Thursday at noon my time, 1 Eastern, and like 11 or 12 Pacific time. And what is that? 11 Mountain time. I think I've covered most of the time zones. I will be speaking about how to blend PR to have a successful book launch, what PR and marketing do in order to feed and to help you get the ultimate success in your book launch, right? We all want that number one. We all want to have the USA Today bestseller title. How can we do that and leverage these different opportunities to help make those things happen? That is what I will be talking about. I also will be doing a Q&A session, you guys. If you have never listened or talked to me, I am the Energizer Bunny is what they call me at the Women in Publishing Summit. So it's high energy, but I am an open book. And that will be at 3 Eastern, 2 Central time. And you have 1 hour. You can ask me anything in the world. I'm also doing giveaways. A free book launch package is included that. And also book production is one of the giveaways in which we are doing. So if you are going to the Women in Publishing Summit, we're giving two of those away. One will be during my talk, which is at noon my time, and the other one will be at the end of the summit. So make sure.
Okay, can I make a comment about that?
Yeah.
Those are huge gifts. Huge.
I know. I'm really nice.
I can't believe how generous. And anybody who has a book close to the end or is in editing or has dreams, you need to try to get that gift. That is a big, big time thing. I know it because I'm going through all these things right now, and I can't tell you what a big time that gifts those are.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So when we go, we always go big and do it. Our goal is to help authors in all realms. We know what financially it costs to be an author on top of all of these other obligations. Once you are an author, to get your book out there to make sales, right? So our goal is never to bankrupt anyone. We want to help and push the world out there because, as all of us on here have said, the world is such a boring place without authors, right? No movies, no nothing. It would be such a boring place. So make sure that you tune into that. Also, Meadow's getting her tonsils out tomorrow, you guys. So I will be out of pocket. If you email me, text me, anything like that, I will respond to Russell and Sandy and my close friends and family. But tomorrow is Meadow Day. So that's what I have dubbed that day. So that's an update on just what's all happening for me. I know it was a little bit longer hearing me talk. So I'm going to shut up now and let all of you guys talk. So who wants to tell me about your weekends? Who's going first?
Well, I guess I will. I was waiting for Sandy to talk, but I guess I will.
Well, I had a very uneventful weekend. So feel free to go right ahead.
Okay, well, I had a very eventful weekend. Yes. So I had my first sculpture welding class on Thursday night.
Yeah.
It was way, way more intense than I ever expected. We did flame welding, which is what this is. And then we learned how to tack weld. If you've ever seen in a movie where they're showing welding, like in a... you know, some kind of war movie or something, and you see the flashes.
Yeah.
That is tack welding, where you're actually welding with a... Yes, Andy?
Actually, I used to do... I experienced spot welding before. That's really tough. Okay.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And tack welding is basically welding with electricity.
Yeah.
And so it's an explosion when you're wearing a Darth Vader helmet.
Yeah.
Everything. And it's an... And I got to tell you... it's way hairier than I expected. Kind of scared me a little bit for a while because it was my first time ever. I was really impressed with myself. I know you're shocked. It was a lot of fun. And I'm now reevaluating whether sculpture welding is something I want to get any deeper into because, oh my God, it is so intense. I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital afterwards just for being tired.
Oh my God. Goodness.
And then, so we, yes, Sandy.
Are you going to be on that television show, Forge of My Fire?
Ooh!
Yes, I'm sure I am. I'm that good.
Well, so, I don't think you have to be that good to be on there. I think you're on there to help, let them help you make you that good.
Well, I was halfway through my long tack weld. I did a great job the first 60%, and then the last 40% was really bad because I started frying my left pinky.
Oh, my God.
I was like, whoa. There's a hole in the glove or something, I guess. It was terrible. But then Saturday, so we're playing pickleball. I tell jokes about myself playing pickleball. Andy, it's ridiculous. It's called pickleball for a reason.
That's hilarious.
I'm out on the court. Huh? Yeah, wiffle balls.
That's your prize is pickles.
Right. Pickleball is like tennis for old people, right? But everybody plays it. It's a craze. I won my first two games thinking I was really good. This lady, at least 15 years older than me, and I'm 66 years old, at least 15 years older than me, was the next opponent to me. And I got to tell you, she beat me like a drum.
Oh, my God.
She beat me 11-1.
She's a professional.
And she was judging me while she was playing, which was the worst part.
Yes, she was.
So I had to learn humility this weekend.
Yeah, don't mess with old ladies.
Oh, this old lady tore me up. That's into my weekend. After that, I sulked.
You pouted the rest of the weekend.
I'm surprised that you admitted that. You know, I would not have admitted that I got my butt kicked, but I'm surprised that you did. You are a better person than I am. I would not
when it was 9-0, I thought, I gotta tell Amy and Zandy about this Monday. Because I was kidding. She beat me, and boy, was she, you could see her face. She was judging me. Oh,
yes, she was. Oh, man.
It was awful.
I love it. I love it.
That is funny. That is great. I wish I could have been there to see that.
Mm-mm.
I wish you weren't. I'm glad you're not.
Well, because you don't get beat very often in anything.
It's true. That's a true statement. True statement. Sandy, what did you do this weekend?
Seriously, I really just took it. I went shopping just for a little while for stuff for Mexico. I'll be leaving next week for Mexico for 2 weeks. And so just doing stuff, getting ready for that trip, making myself a reminder list of things I want to make sure I get done before I go. And So, but other than that, basically, I really did just take the weekend to recuperate and rest and do nothing.
I love it.
Because we had such a good time at our lunch on Friday. I was just like, so Amy and I and Dina and Rita go to lunch about once a month up in halfway between here and Houston and where Amy lives. And so we just had a great time, and both of the girls were there, and it was just fun. It's just fun to get together.
It's always a lot of fun. My kids are handfuls, but it's a lot of fun. But they get excited to go see their grandma Sandy. They're like,
I'm so glad they do.
And Auntie Dana is what they say. So they're always super, super duper excited. So, Andy, what did you do this weekend?
I celebrated my oldest daughter's birthday. She turned 19.
Wow! That's exciting!
Yeah, I can't believe time goes by so quick.
It does. It does.
It goes by quick and sometimes not quick enough, in my opinion. But
you're at that period that they're at that age that you question your decisions. But
yes.
After a couple of years, you know, it grows on you.
Okay, yeah. Andy, I don't believe that. When she was 16, I bet she wasn't growing on you right then. I bet you were starting to question her.
She was there pretty well behaved. You start well, from day one.
I always said as a lawyer, good kids cost more money than bad kids, because bad kids only cost you a lawyer.
That's true.
Yeah, I could see that, Russell.
I got to thank people for listening to us. Andy, we are rated top 10 independent book podcast in America. We were shocked when we got the rating. We're very humbled by it. People mainly listen to us during the week on the podcast. They don't listen to us that much live, mainly during the week while they're driving to work or they're working out. We want to thank them. Amy's made it a lot easier to find us on podcast channels now because she's done a whole redo. And even before, I couldn't find myself on the podcast. Now I can. Amy, where can people find us?
Yes. So like Russell said, if he can find us, literally anybody can find us now, you guys. But if you type in Author Talk on any of the platforms in which you search for podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, Google, Apple, Good Pods, several other places that I know I'm not mentioning. If you type in Author Talk, look for the crimson, red, and gold logo. That is us. All of our episodes from our 8 years is up there, especially on our YouTube channel. So if you want to go back and take a gander and see how we started and what we have evolved to currently, because we're always evolving, feel free to go ahead and do that. If you want to join us in the conversation, and I do talk a lot with my hands, control comes out of my mouth, but not my facial expressions. Russell can attest to this. Make sure you go over to our Facebook group, YouTube channel, any one of our social media channels. You can join us live Mondays at 10 a.m. is when we kick off live. Join in on the conversation. We'll get your questions answered. And we love engaging with everybody. If nothing else, feel free to laugh with or at us. I generally laugh at both myself and at everybody else on this show. And we all laugh with each other. So we like for you guys to feel a part of the conversation. We're incredibly humbled at this 8 years and counting on what all it has become. But, Andy, we have authors like you on, and you guys are the star of the show. So, Sandy, let's get Andy talking about his book that he has.
Andy, I was so excited when Amy sent me your information, because I don't know that we've ever had on our, maybe we have, Amy, when I wasn't on or wasn't paying attention. Yes, Russell.
We've had one.
We've had one other.
One other what? I haven't even said yet what.
About what you're about to say.
We're just waiting. We are beating you to your punchline.
You use a lot of words to get to what you're saying, Sandy.
Okay, so Andy is a... Yeah, they're bad. Andy is a critically acclaimed comic artist. And he has a book called Northwood Meadows Lifestyle. Now, Andy, so there it is. There's a picture. Andy, tell us a little bit about your background
Thank
and how you
happened
to write this
book. Thank you for
having
your book ready. Thank you for having it ready to show.
Say that question again.
Okay, Sandy. You'll have to re-ask the question. Tell David to go in another room and stay away until you finish.
Thank you. Okay, Andy, just tell us how about your background. I know you said you had a great story of how you came from Taiwan and now you live in New Jersey. So we want to hear that story. But also, what made you write a book? Did you just one day say, I think I'll sit down and put some of my comics in a book? Or how did that happen?
Well, I started drawing when I was really little. When I immigrated to U.S., the first stop was actually in Hawaii. And I didn't speak the language, so my teacher introduced me to Snoopy and Peanuts. And I started imitating their drawings, but I want to incorporate my style with the American style, you know, the manga stuff, the Japanese stuff. So I created Northwood Meadows when I was in 2004. And I created a character something I could draw over and over again, come up with different jokes about it. And I want to incorporate like different storylines and ideas about the real life. So that's why Northwood came about. But I have previous other job work like Adventure of Sniffy and Ad Zero. Let me show you guys. This is Ad Zero. This is my first book. Oh, my second book is Adventure of Sniffy's about my cat. And I made them into robots. But Northwood Meadows is my favorite one because it's most universal and it's very dynamic. It talks about current events and it talks about life in general. But I started drawing because I couldn't speak the language, so I used art to communicate.
That's amazing. I love that. That art is like a universal language.
There. Yeah. It's something simple, but it carries across a wide range of ideas.
So Northwood Meadows is it like a collection of a lot of your artwork?
Yeah, a collection of comic strips. It's basically three panels that tells this whole story. Okay. And then it talks about different things, anywhere from money to different odd jokes and stuff. And I do my research based on like YouTube and TikTok and all the ideas from there. And I whip it into something else.
Oh, wow. So when you first decided, okay, I'm going to take some of my comic strips and put them in a book, did you just do this all by yourself? Did you have help? How did that happen?
Well, I was always a self-published, but I realized I had something good when I first started drawing back in 91, 92 era. And then I started getting my copyrights and stuff like that. And I created the drawing. It came in stages. So the Ad Zero was more like a sci-fi. And then Adventure of Sniffy is more like something cute that girls will pick up on. So it's a kind of specific audience, but Northwood Meadows is the one that is for all ages.
Okay. And so when you decided, did you just decide I'm going to do more than self-publish? I'm going to look for a publisher?
Well, when I started, it was just self-publishing. I took it upon myself to see if that's something that I could do or not. I want to prove myself.
Right.
The first test was getting into San Diego Comic-Con, the biggest comic convention. And I got in as a small press. And then it was 1 year to get qualified, to get it approved, to get in there.
Well, you know, we have a Comic-Con here in Houston, too, so...
It's nothing like the San Diego one. The San Diego one is like the et al of et al. Like that's where you want to be. That's on my bucket list to go, man. I can't get tickets to go. So the fact that you have been is just like a holy shit moment for me.
Exactly.
I wish I could go.
Entourage. I mean, the Comic-Con in San Diego was an entourage. It's such a big deal.
Oh, wow.
You got to tell us what that was like, Andy.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit of a story. I met a couple of celebrities, and one of the heroes that I always wanted to see was Charles Schulz.
Snoopy.
But he passed away. His wife was there. And so I walked up to her, and I said, hi, my name is Andy Chang. I am a comic artist, and I showed her some of my work, and she gave me some tips and ideas, and she said, keep at it. You know, you're pretty good. And so that just fuels my energy to continue doing the stuff.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. Congratulations on that. So when did you decide you wanted to get a publisher?
Actually, it came about. I saw an ad that was looking for submissions, so So I tried it, and then it turns out they liked my stuff, and they give me the energy and encouragement to move forward. And there's a second book that's coming out in May.
In May?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, that's just right around the corner.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, you'll have to be in touch with us and let us know. And are you going to do, will they do a book launch, or how, what will they do to announce
your new book? It's in pre-sale right now. You can go to Read Furiously, and okay. They have it available.
Okay.
They shipped on in May, early May.
So that's great. So if anybody's watching this podcast and it's before May, then it's before the book is actually available, but it is available for pre-order. So
yes.
So they can pre-order from Read Furiously. Is that right?
Here's what the cover looks like.
Ah. Oh, good.
Oh, my gosh, a panda. You had me a panda. Oh, my God.
That's the only girl in the story.
He's ready. He's early. He shows up early.
I know. Oh, my God.
He has his other cover on his T-shirt. Andy is prepared. Authors, you should be like that.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Pandas are
the first time I'm online, so I better do it right.
Oh, man. No, I love it. I love it. Well, your panda is like it's the spirit animal of my household is pandas. So like me and you, Matt, we're just vibing. Like I love you. Like, yes. Everything Russell said and more. Yes.
Yeah. There's a story about the pandas because I wanted a female character that's really strong in there. So I put Anna as the panda character. And then she went on the penguin set her up on a date. It was a blind date. And then the character that showed up was the Daredevil.
Oh.
Blind date. Get it?
Russell, you muted yourself. You were
tell us a little bit more about that story. You get a little bit deeper in that.
Panda story?
Yes.
Yeah, it was something I thought it was, you know, blind date. It's normally, you don't know that person, but literally you put that person as a blind person, it's kind of a funny run on the whole idea.
Yeah, that was a good story. That is a good story. So, your publishing company is Read Furiously.
Yeah.
And I noticed on their website that you are one of the authors of the month in March, this month.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, you should go check out their website, Andy, because it has your picture and your bio and all that stuff. And it says, and there's, I think they picked like three or four that are the authors of the month. So
nice.
And they have quite a selection of authors, actually. Real impressed with this publishing company. Where are they located, Andy?
South Jersey.
Where?
In South Jersey.
Oh, North South Jersey. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was so looking Sandy for South Bear. Korea or South something.
No, so Sandy, they're one of the few small presses that are all traditional. So they're one of the few traditional small presses left.
I did see that.
Yeah, so they're amazing to work with. And then their authors, like Andy, that they put out are amazing. So I've had the public, what is it? Words are difficult. The pleasure. There we go. The pleasure of working and talking with them. Andy, see, now you come to see. I haven't written a book. Everybody else on here has, including yourself. This is why words are very hard for me. I should just stick into marketing. I can do that. But the pleasure of working with them has been a lot of fun. And the fact that they are one of the few full traditional small presses left, in my opinion. So it's been a lot of fun, Andy.
Your industry
knowledge. I did see
knowledge,
where they
Amy.
Were. What was that, Russell?
Amy has so much industry knowledge.
I felt like it was / making fun of me, but
no,
that's okay.
That's actually kind of cool.
No, my God, you really do. I mean,
okay.
Sandy, would you pry out of Andy? I want to hear more about these stories. It said in the book that this was like from the animal's perspective. Is it like jokes from the animal's perspective? Is it, I mean, I need to know more about his story. So does our listeners.
It's kind of like stories about like these characters that's quite simple, but their approach to the whole seriousness is of light humor. So, for example, I had a strip here. He says, as you can see, it's they're playing duck, and then goose. They got bonk on the head with a hockey puck. But the duck is like literally ducking.
Oh. So you have a lot of that in your stories, Dan. I love that. Love, love, love that. So you have another book coming out in May. And so, Andy, if someone is watching this podcast and they want to get a copy of your book, Russell, did you have your hand up or I couldn't tell? Okay. If they want to get a copy of your book or they want to get in touch with you for an interview, you said you don't have a website. You use Facebook and the other social media. So if I'm listening to this and I'm like, I'd love to have him on my show, how do they get in touch with you?
Just Google Read Furiously and they will have a link on there.
And Google go to Read Furiously then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you don't need to Google Read Furiously. It's readfuriously.com. There it is. Thank you, Andy. That was great. Visual. Always great is the visual.
The only trouble is I have like 3 degrees and I can't spell furiously.
I can't either. But I'm just telling you, the way that you are prepared, Andy, I just really want to emphasize on how amazing that is for us. And because usually, you know, I'm going through looking for it on Amazon or typing in their website, getting it pulled up, making sure I can share it or put the link in there and everything. And the fact that you are just so well prepared from someone in the media arena, you are like the golden child. Golden child. Yeah, I like it a lot.
But Russell, also, you mentioned the story about how I met my wife. Was yes. Back in the days in the early 2000 era that everybody was using chat room to talk and get to know one another. So I was chatting with this person. Her name is Pam. And it's like, it seems interesting enough. So I said, where are you from? She says, from New Jersey. I said, where? Is that a state? Because I was in California. And the funny thing is that it turns out that her uncle used to date my sister. Oh, they got engaged.
Okay, that's weird, right?
Yeah, that's weird. We were just chatting with somebody randomly, and then I told one of my sisters, the one that I was dating, her uncle, basically. And then it's like, this small world. You meet someone from a chat room, and it turns out that you have a history already in the background.
How'd she blackmail you into moving to Jersey? Is what I want.
Well, actually, she initially, after like 2 months of just talking online, she said, "I think I want to move to California." So she just packed up and just came to California to share a one bedroom studio apartment, and then the rest is history.
I love that. But we were talking earlier, and Russell, you had comments, and I want to have this conversation on here because it's funny. So let's go around. We're going to start with Russell, and let's all do how long all of us have been married. So, Russell, how long have you been married with Melinda?
41 years and a month and a half.
Wow. Sandy,
which is pretty good for a divorce attorney.
That's pretty nice, actually. Sandy, you and David?
David and I got married in 2000, so that way it's real easy to keep up with how many years we've been married.
Will
be
nice.
The
24
this year.
Nice. Andy?
I'll be 20 this year.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So yet again, I'm the weakling out of all of y'all. I've only been married for 7 years. I've been with Josh for 10 years.
I don't think that makes you a weakling.
I've only been married for 7. Okay. But to be fair, I guess I am the youngest one on this call. So that makes sense.
You have a lot of patience. That's for sure.
If you had been married longer, you would have had to got married when you were 10.
Well, I've been with him for 10 years, so it feeds to that.
Uh-oh, here they come. Here they come. Andy, this is always the best part of the show. She used to have this black cat that she loved. She doesn't have it anymore. But it would walk in front of her and stare into the camera.
Yeah,
That was great.
He was a mess. So welcome to my chaoticness. Andy, but no, so I love to hear that. We haven't really had like this cycle on here. So I wanted to say that because Russell being a divorce attorney, it's hilarious to me that he's been married the longest.
I can't believe it.
I have a funny story to share with you guys.
Yeah.
When I first met my wife, we moved to, we were in Northern California at the time. And then she liked animals, I like animals, so we decided to get a lot of pets. So we end up having two cats, two dogs, hamsters, a turtle, and some fish. And then unfortunately the hamster bit it, and then it died. And then so at the time I was so innocent, I was like, how about we give the hamster a burial? And we ended up doing a cremation, a homemade cremation, and that didn't work very well.
Oh, no. We won't even get into that about why they don't burn.
That's one of crackle pop.
Exactly.
No. Oh gosh. Like, no.
What cereal does that sound like?
Rice Krispies, but
Rice
no.
Rice Krispies. It's just like Rice Krispies.
It didn't burn very well.
No. Oh my gosh. I thought about getting Rice Krispies yesterday at the grocery store to make Rice Krispie treats. I'm glad I did it.
Feed it to the cat.
If you're an author and have a children's book, this might not be the time to have them listening.
Well, humor comes from dark places, so.
I know. That was good.
I believe in dark humor.
I know you do. Russell always says he is a contrarian. Yeah, contrarian.
Can I ask a question, Sandy?
Of course.
I've been dying to ask this since he started off with this story about when he first started drawing instead when he was learning to speak English. Andy, so did you ever have teachers that misinterpreted your drawings?
No, because I didn't really start drawing comics until I was in my teens. But I used to draw only robots because I enjoyed doing the mechanics of it. So it was kind of one-dimensional, not like now that I have characters and it develop into a whole story.
Yes, I just wondered because I did experience teachers misinterpreting my eccentricities sometimes. So I can't imagine.
Andy, where do you plan to go with all this? Because you've got all of this stuff going on, your comic, the books, your characters. So what's the future hold for Andy Chen?
I would probably come up with a book on teaching people have confidence in drawing and do incorporate like a drawing behind it, art style comic book that shows people how to draw. Because I realized the problem with drawing is that people have a lack of confidence and they stop drawing and then they try to chase other people's styles, and you have to really be original and be creative to make it interesting.
That's a great philosophy on life, period, is be your own self. So I love that. That's a great thought.
I have a question about that, okay. Dan. So we had one artist on here several years ago that did a children's book. Now, what age is your books for, by the way?
They're from, I have my 10-year-old review it. So it's definitely below, probably like 6 or 8. It's all ages, really. It doesn't use any cuss words or like bad ideas. It's just kind of general
humor. We're like on the opposite of each other. But here, yeah. So my question is, so he had several blank pages or pages so they could color the characters in the back of the book. Have you thought about having in your next book, if it's talking about drawing, also having some pages where you have suggestions as they draw or something like that?
Northwood Meadows, the style is very simple. So I want to make it simple enough to kids can actually imitate drawing quite easily. You don't need an instruction on how to draw it. I just put a little bit detail that looks more in depth. But the comic book itself is actually very simple characters. The very strong lines, and it's very easy to draw. They don't need instruction on it.
Okay,
go ahead, Sandy.
Anything else, Russell?
Oh, I have a million questions.
Yeah, Russell's like dying at the bit. Like he's dying at the bit.
Russell, we got that. Well, I don't know how much time we have.
We have like 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, the main thing I wanted to talk about was, again, just your story, your writing, what your future plans are, how do people get in touch with you, and then, of course, to talk about your publishing company, which, by the way, I forgot to mention earlier, is they give a percentage of all book sales to literacy organizations. And I think that is amazing. I love that. I'm very impressed with them. So thank you, Andy. And I think it's been great talking to you. Now, Russell, you said you have another question?
Oh, yeah. So give us one of your favorite little stories. Just what's the story about? If it's just two or three panels, what's the joke? What's the story? What's your point?
Well, the original idea came about from one comic strip, which it says the animals were talking about money issues. And then they said that, you know, in order to get a job, you need to have a resume. And they say, what's a resume? And the penguin replies, you eat, you sleep, you get up.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you so much. So it's funny.
Yeah, it deals with serious issues, but in a humorous way. Now I want to open up to like adults sharing a book with the child and talk about these more mature ideas in a simple format.
That's awesome. That's very commendable, Andy, that you take these, you know, world deep thoughts and put them into something that children can understand or that adults can see the humor in them as well. So it's awesome. I love
that. It starts the conversation. That's the whole key, because a lot of people don't talk about what a resume is to a child, and they say, what is that?
Right.
Well, the sooner the better, as far as I'm concerned, because it's a part of their own preparing themselves for real life. So I think it's excellent.
Now, Andy, is this your full-time job, or do you actually write comic strips?
I just do the comic strips. I cater to my three kids because they require a lot of assistance with things.
Okay. Yeah, kids do require a lot of assistance, so. So yes. You have three daughters. One's 19. You said the other one was, what are the other two?
She'll be 18 this year. 19, 18, and a 10-year-old.
Oh, okay.
Three girls. Like Amy.
No, Russell, just ignore him, Andy. He says that because my children are 13 months apart, so he calls me
careless.
I was going to say reckless, but careless. And he also tells people I have like 30 children. I only have two. So yeah, just ignore Russell. And you, Russell, it's so funny. You have more kids than I do.
I know, but I didn't mean to.
So you're careless.
No.
Not me.
I'm subjected to a tyrannous woman.
Okay, so Andy, that was anything else you want to talk about, Andy?
No, I mean, you guys can ask me any questions. I'm open to that.
Okay, well, that pretty much covers the questions I got from your, you know, from your PR information and your bio and your website. The website will read seriously. So I think it's great. We'll be looking to buy the book. I can't wait to check it out for one of my kids, give them as a gift. So. Good job.
You can also see on Facebook and Twitter. You search Northwood Meadows, and then you can find me.
Okay. I looked at it on Amazon and saw that it was definitely available on Amazon as well. So
yes, it's available on all bookstores, retailers.
Do you have any events or anything coming up in the near future that you want go ahead and give a plug to while you're here?
Not right now, because it's still in the early stages of the second book's promotion. But I thought I'd give you guys a sneak look at the cover.
Okay. Well, then we hope to see you back.
I thought I was muted.
I know. It's funny.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, you guys. I thought I hit the mute button. And then I was trying to figure out why Russell was laughing at me. So I'm so sorry that was loud. I'm glad I didn't say anything mean to my child.
Come on, Amy. You need to straighten up with your daughter there.
Anyways, Andy, I have a question for you, and I know that we're running close on time, and Russell's going to give me a nasty look, but I'm dying to ask this question. You mentioned you don't have a website. You are on Facebook and Twitter. My question for you is, how are those two platforms working for you in the type of genre that your book is? How is that working for you? Because a lot of authors ask that, and they're like, oh, where do I need to be? What do I need to do? So how is that working for you?
Well, I want something that I can incorporate on my own without bothering a web person to update my stuff. And my stuff is on a weekly basis. So I draw stuff and then I post it online. I used to do 2 posts a week, but now I just post 1 just so people get feedback easier.
Nice. And so your just traction and everything like that is it like streamlined for you?
Yeah, it's just, because I mean, I work with the publisher to promote the book. So a lot of times, if they want the book, they can get it at the retailer's level.
Yeah.
They don't have to go through my website.
I like it. It's simple, less that you have to send to people. It's these 2 avenues. And I'm all about simple. I feel like going back to simplicity and kind of original is more what is kind of helping to sell.
Did he say he was on TikTok though, Amy?
No, he didn't. Did you hear that?
That's how I mind the humor stuff, you know. People put silly stuff on there.
Okay. Amy and I are in a constant argument about TikTok.
It's not an argument. About the usability for an author.
Yeah, come on, Amy. Straighten out.
It's just a disagreement, okay? It's not an argument. We just like to punish each other in those decisions, for sure. But Andy, no, I want to thank you. This has been such a fun conversation. You were so well prepared. And for that, I cannot thank you enough. So thanks for taking time out of your morning, afternoon to come and hang out and for us to get to know you and your writing style and your comics a little bit deeper. So thank you so much, Andy.
You're welcome.
All right, you guys. Well, we hope you all have a fantastic Monday and a great rest of your week. Until next Monday, though, everybody. Bye for now.